Welcome back to How Do I Get Your Job? This is your host, Patrick Harley, and today we have my brother, Christian Harley, on the show today to talk about forestry. How are you doing today, Christian?
Good. How about you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thanks for coming on. So, Christian, we know forestry is basically the planning and managing of forests, but what do you specifically do in the field?
Well, right now I'm a contractor, and I'm contracting for bigger companies such as Weyerhaeuser or Rainier. And right now I'm doing timber inventory, which is the way I like to put timber inventory is you're essentially, you're quantifying the forest. You're taking a sample of what's out in what we call a stand. And a stand is essentially a broken up section of the forest that's identifiable based on a species or age, et cetera. And I go out there and I hike a grid through that stand. And then I measure a sample of the trees using variable radius plots. And then I turn that data into the company I'm working for at the time. And they'll use my measurements and my data I collect to calculate a volume for the forest. And they use that data to calculate volumes and also build it into their growth models, as well as use that to build plans around harvesting or road building, future management decisions, silvicultural prescriptions, etc.
So basically you count trees for people.
Very basically I count and measure trees.
Okay, well there you go. And I know you've been working in forestry a few different jobs for a few years now. What did your pathway into forestry, the field, look like? How'd you get started?
Well, I mean, technically I've kind of been working for the timber industry even before I was in college. I was working at a mill, at a plywood mill, but doesn't really have anything to do with forestry. Well, you can get into mill management. But anyway, I went to Grace Harbor College, enrolled in the forestry 2-year degree program there and completed that. And then during college, I started working out in the woods my first summer for a small contracting company. We were working for the Quinault tribe. We were hiking through Quinault land looking for Japanese and giant knotweed, which is an invasive species. We're doing spot control treatment with herbicide. And then also in college, I worked on Joint Base Lewis McChord as a forestry technician / wildland firefighter. And that was a very cool job because I worked a lot of the forestry side doing timber sale layout, as well as selection, tree marking, and timber cruising. And then also we did a lot of prescribed fires and wildland firefighting. The Army was always lighting stuff on fire, so they had to have a dedicated fire crew. But then also Joint Base Lewis McChord is a pretty cool little unique ecosystem. It's a mix of prairies as well as forests. The prairies have been there for, I mean, thousands of years because the Native American tribes have used to burn them all the time. And really the only way that little like isolation of prairies was maintained and wasn't encroached by forests after the Washington was settled was because the Army had their base there and they were always lighting things on fire through training. So that actually preserved some of the prairies. And part of the reason they did prescribed fires was one was invasive species control for burning for vegetation management, but as well as habitat restoration and fuel management. So that was a really cool job. And then after I completed my degree, I moved down to California and I worked for Green Diamond Resource Company. And down there I worked as a silviculture technician as well as an inventory technician. So I was doing more inventory work down there later, which is more of what I'm doing now. But I was also doing a lot of GIS work as on that position. So I was making maps, kind of analyzing data on ArcMap and Excel and doing stand typing, which is breaking a large section of the forest into smaller sections. So they're more easier to identify and cruise and quantify. But then as a silviculture technician, which I started out doing down there, I was doing stalking surveys, which is timber inventory, same thing, but for small trees, you know, baby trees, and also contract inspection for planting crews and herbicide application crews, as well as doing fuel management, so more prescribed fire and slash burning. And then once I moved back to Washington, that's when I started contracting and primarily doing timber inventory right now, timber cruising.
Okay, so it sounds like you turned your forestry program at Grace Harbor into some more shorter-term work, and eventually just that transitioned into just a variety of different jobs and some different opportunities for you.
Yeah, the forestry degree I got, it was pretty well-rounded, especially for a two-year degree. My college instructor, he really did a great job of jamming as much info as he could in 2 years, and then also really getting us out in the field and getting our hands on doing work that we would be doing in an entry-level position, as well as pushing us to get summer work. And, you know, really, like, he would get job opportunities emailed to him. So he would, like, always be showing us different job opportunities and openings. Okay, so that really helped a lot.
And would you say for anyone in a forestry program right now, that should be really their main focus, is get some work out in the field and under their belt before they graduate?
Yeah, I would say that's pretty good advice for really any field. get some experience, because you can learn a lot in school, but I'd say especially in forestry, you know, you kind of have to go out in the field and actually look at some trees to get an idea of what's going on. And just to, you know, put it in very basic terms. But
yeah. And you did mention you're contracting right now. How much of the forestry field and of sort of the area of what you do is contracting work versus is getting a pretty standard 40-hour a week job position pretty attainable, something that normally happens?
Yeah, it depends on the company and or the department, because there's a lot of state and federal technician jobs. But a lot of companies will contract out certain forestry work. And then, but a lot of other companies, they'll hire employees to work, you know, 40 hours a week. Like before I was contracting, I was doing a lot of similar work, not quite the exact same. I actually worked on the other side of contracting. I was working with the contractors instead of directly being a contractor. So I've actually kind of seen both sides of, definitely seen both sides of what it's like being an employee or being a contractor.
Yeah, so
I would say getting right out of school, getting being an employee for a company or a department will be an easier time, because contracting, you kind of have to know someone that could help you get your foot in the door, or you'll work for a contracting outfit, which a lot of times you are going to be an employee anyway, even if you're doing contracting work. Okay. I don't know if I explained it. That makes sense.
Yeah. So you've done sort of, as you mentioned, both of the contracting and more standard permanent position. What are some of the pros and cons when you compare contracting work in forestry to a more permanent position?
Well, I would say what I liked about being an employee is the inventory position I was working there. I had a little more job variety. So I was, you know, it was probably like a 50-50 split between office work and field work. Whereas where I'm contracting, I'm doing like maybe 10% of it is office work at most, and then 90% out in the field, just busting out plots, which, you know, has its ups and downs. Sometimes you're stuck in the office for 3 days and you're going crazy because it's nice out and you want to get out to the field. Other times it's dumping rain. You're like, wow, I wish I could just be sitting on my computer right now. But that's baseball, baby.
And for you, what would you say are the most rewarding and best parts about working in forestry? What keeps you in the field?
Well, it's just a very interesting science, first and foremost. But also, I just love being outdoors. I love the fresh air, and it's great exercise. It's good, fulfilling, important work. You see a lot of very cool places that a lot of people haven't been before or don't even have access to. A lot of beautiful sights, a lot of beautiful wildlife. But there's also plenty of downsides to the job as well.
Any that stick out for what are the most frustrating parts?
You know, some days it can be the best job in the world when it's sunny and, like, you know, 60 to 70 degrees out and you're just having a grand old time out there. Other days it's, you know, it's just above freezing, dumping rain. Like, you can barely see out of your tools. You're wearing heavy rain gear. You're hiking through a steep, brushy unit, and you're just getting pissed off the whole time, like getting half as much work done and just cold and miserable.
So you did mention the importance of the work being one of the fulfilling parts. For the less informed, why is forestry management, in a basic sense, so important?
Well, I mean, without forest management, you kind of just have chaos out in the forests. You need timber production. Everybody loves going out to the woods and recreating. And also it's important because trees play a huge part in our ecosystem and our environment, you know, providing oxygen, keeping our waterways clean, just to name a couple. Without forest management, you would essentially just be cutting down trees willy-nilly, not planning anything out, which is, you know, kind of what the industry has a bad reputation of doing for practicing bad forestry. So practicing good forestry is very important because we don't want to repeat the same mistakes of the past. But also, I mean, you look at countries that don't practice any forest management or very poor forest management, they're going to have problems in the future. They're going to have lack of timber resources. They're going to have debilitated wildlife habitat, worse carbon sequestration in their forests, just to name a few.
If you just had a young, let's say senior in high school or freshman college, who's told you they want to work in forestry, what would be some of your quick tips you would hit them with?
Quick tips if they wanted to go into forestry. I would say, in my opinion, the best way to do it would get your two-year degree first, then maybe go get a couple years of field experience, and then go get your bachelor's degree. I think you'll be a more well-rounded forester, and it's also just a cheaper option instead of just getting a four-year degree and then going straight out into the field, because then you're kind of, you have a little higher expectations, and a lot of times four-year programs, they won't necessarily get you as much field work and hands-on experience. This is just what I've heard from older foresters who have worked with a lot of students, and I've worked with a lot of students who are fresh out of four-year programs and students who are right out of two-year programs. But I mean, even if it, for you can't really go wrong if you are in a four-year program, if you're getting summer jobs and working out in the field. I would say really make sure to get at least a couple years of field experience while you are in school. So getting a summer job, or even if you're just, if you're doing wildland firefighting, it might not be directly doing forestry like I would be doing, but it would give you an experience in wildland firefighting tactics. You'd be out in the woods getting an idea for what different ecosystems and different areas look like. Really, I would just say get a degree, at least a two-year degree, and get out in the field at least for a year or two while you're still in school. And that'll really give you a leg up when getting a permanent job out of school.
Okay, no, that definitely makes sense. You gotta get out in the forest to work in it eventually.
All right, yeah, Christian, if you're working out in the forest, it helps to actually go out and work in the forest.
Tends to be the case. That was all the questions we had for you today. Appreciate you coming on the show and giving some insight. And this has been this episode of How Do I Get Your Job?